At Virginia Tech, I mean, I was asked to play everything. I mean, I played this past year, I played strictly receiver my first 2 years. I played slot, H-back. I mean, I can play anything. I mean, you can watch my highlights in college. I got jet sweeps. I played running back before. I mean, I feel like nothing I can't do. Anything Coach Zimmer and the staff want me to do, I mean, I feel like I'm open to it, and I feel like I can execute it very well.
What was the biggest challenge in that transition from quarterback to being a pass catcher?
Just the huddle, for real. Like, I'm used to the one saying the play, but when you actually got to hear the play, and it just, you got to slow it down. Well, my first is hearing plays, it just sound real fast, but just hearing the plays and just fundamentals, everything, blocking, catching, everything, you get better every day, so I'm still getting better.
What kind of a situation is this for you? I mean, obviously, Kyle Rudolph is entrenched, but it looks like there's some jobs to be had at the tight end position.
I mean, this is like I said, this is a blessing, man. There's no better place for me to be in Minnesota. I love how this is like a football town. The Vikings is everything up here. So I'm very proud to be a part of this culture. And like you said, there's a lot of openings, man. I'm hoping I can maneuver my way up there, man. For real. On the field.
What did you think when you put that purple 84 on for the first time?
Legendary. Yeah. That's who I thought. Legendary. When I put this on, 84 is legendary. And I would want to build on it, man. I mean, this is some big shoes to fill, but you know what I'm saying? I filled the 7 at Virginia Tech. I've held that down a little bit. Now it's time for me to hold the 84 down.
That was an intentional move then, 84?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Were you a big fan of his?
Yes, sir. I'm a favorite player. Randy Moss, Michael Vick. Allen Iverson is my favorite players, and just to be able to be what he was and the start of his career, I emulate his career. But it's the Bucky Hodges story, though. Like I told everybody, I'm writing my own story.
You feel any pressure though wearing that jersey?
No, sir. I mean, I put enough pressure on myself. So, I mean, pressure build diamonds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, when you got drafted, you kind of had that chip on your shoulder about how late you got drafted. Are you still there, or how have things settled in for you now?
Definitely. That chip's going to be on the shoulder the rest of my life. That was one of the longest days of my life, the longest weekends of my life. And like you said, just they throwing fuel to the fire, man. Me and a couple of these other guys over here, they overlooked. I mean, like, league overlooked this, but we Vikings, man. We hungry, and we going to get it.
What would you say your skill set was when you were a quarterback? Were you a pocket passer, dual threat, and what was your repertoire?
I mean, I was ranked as a pro-style quarterback, but I was a dual threat. My high school coach didn't really want me to have design runs because I was bigger than, like, most mobile linemen. So he didn't really want me to get hit that much. He wanted me to get the ball out of my hand, but I could run. So when it came down to it, if it broke down, I would run and make a play. But, I mean, yeah, that was high school, though.
Do you think moving to tight end took your career to places that it wouldn't have gone otherwise?
I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but, yeah, I mean, this is like definitely a lot more natural to me. This, like I said, I played tight end when I was young, and then this just, when I started playing in college, it just made me feel like a kid again, and I'm just looking forward to anything they're throwing at me.
How much of a focus is improving run and just blocking, like pass protecting, run blocking, all of that?
This is a big focus. I mean, I wasn't asked to do it at Virginia Tech, so I'm very raw at it. My stance, getting in and out of my stance, little nuances that people don't understand that going along with this game. But I know my hunger, my drive, the sky's the limit.
Is there any current tight end in the NFL that you can see yourself kind of being the same style of player?
I'm my own type of player. I mean, you could throw a little bit of bits and pieces. I take a little bits and pieces of a couple tight ends, like some of my favorite, Jordan Reed, Travis Kelce. Those guys are big time. Jimmy Graham. I feel like I said, I got bits and pieces of all that game. And I bring my own style to it. 84, I can bring a little Moss to it, you know? So, you know what I mean? I'm bringing my own style to it.
I know one of the comparisons was actually Jimmy Graham pre-draft. Sure. What is it that you think, how do you think you compare to him?
We both were basketball players. I mean, I didn't play in college, but I mean, I grew up, basketball is my first love. So just the way that the position of tight end is now, that where the ball is in the air, it's like a rebound in basketball. I mean, we grew up, when the ball's in the air, you go get it. So, I mean, that's the same mentality Jimmy Graham has that I have. I mean, I model my game after his a lot.
You were only 3 when Randy was a rookie, I believe. So, like, when did you first really, like, start paying attention to him?
My first time I ever probably said Moss, I was like 4 years old. I was like outside with my dad. My dad used to always have me watching football. basketball. But I remember in particular, it was outside of my grandma's house at like Maxie Drive when I was like 4 years old, and he was just throwing the ball. And, I was jumping. He was like, who do you think you is? I was like, Mars. Well, yeah, and like I said, this is just it's a legendary number. I'm just hoping I throw my name into that hat and just build on some kid will be like me one day.
Have you ever talked to him?
No, sir. We had the same agent, though. But, I mean, I'm sure we're going to talk. I wanted to work out with him. So I'm hoping that we can get that happen.
Was there a football?
Yeah, first game.
Was there one person at Virginia Tech who made the final call on switching you to tight end, or was it like a discussion you had with your coach?
I mean, it was a discussion. I was on scout team my redshirt year, the defensive coordinator. He brought it to me, but he didn't say I had to change. He was just like, just do it for this week, and if you like it, you could still go at the quarterback, whatever. But I say Bud Foster did, and then my offensive coordinator, Scott Loeffler. At the time, once I changed, he would show like my scout film, like I was red shirting to people, like, hey, this is our tight end. We got tight end in a couple years. Like, I mean, it made me feel good. Like I said, I feel like a little kid again when I was out there playing.
One of the knocks was the hands and some of the drops that you had. Did you feel like that's something you need to improve on? Or?
I mean, it comes with the position that we play, but nah, it's just concentration. Nah, I mean, I'm a playmaker. I'm a baller. I mean. Like I said, like I told Coach early, this is another ball game right here. This NFL, this is what does NFL stand for? Oh wait, that's a different story. Never mind. I was about to say not for long. But yeah. What about say? Yeah, it is. But it's a grown man league. That's what I'm basically trying to say. This is, I mean, so my mentality it grows every level of football. High school, I had to get into college mentality. Now I'm out of college. I'm a pro now. So this is what I do. It's my job.